Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. As we celebrate Women's History Month here in March, we look forward to a new art exhibit opening this Saturday with a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 at the American Indian Community Housing Organization in Duluth. Doors open at 5 o'clock and celebrates an all-women of color art exhibit, a first of its kind here in Duluth. And there will be awards as well as a dinner to follow. It's all from 5:30 to 7:30 on Saturday, March 10th. Here to tell us more is Mira Villiard, the Art and Cultural Program Director at ACO here in Duluth.
The show is called Phenomenal. It's named after a poem by Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Woman. And the event itself is going to be a combination of an award ceremony and an art exhibition. It's going to take place on Saturday, March 10th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at our main location at ACO at 202 West 2nd Street, and if you don't know where that is, it's the building with the big mural of the water protector of it on the side. And so the theme of the exhibit essentially is going to be honoring women of color. So all of the artists who are featured in the exhibit identify as women of color, and the artwork is going to represent womanhood as it's related to culture, their cultural backgrounds, or equity and feminism, or just artwork that's inspired by other women of color. The award ceremony is going to be recognizing 10 women who were sort of instrumental in the early stages of ACO and who have sort of continued to take part and to help support the organization, as well as a few people who came on board a little bit later who have been there for a sort of pivotal moments in the organization's history.
So a real honoring during Women's History Month of the women involved in the organization, and then a real outpouring of art from female artists. I'm guessing a lot of the art is regional from people from the area. Share some of the details of art that has come in already.
It's been a mix, maybe half and half of people from within the region, but we got a lot of submissions from the cities too, which is really cool. We have artwork, I guess, from more locally recognized names like Carla Hamilton, and Wendy and Karen Savage are submitting some work, Kim Young, and then one of the more interesting pieces that we've seen was from a Guatemalan artist in Minneapolis named Zamara, and she did some really interesting cultural pieces that she submitted. And as far as like the cultural backgrounds being represented, we have people from just all over, which is really cool. All sorts of backgrounds represented and really interesting depictions to the themes of the event.
Primarily Native American women or a broader spectrum?
Yeah, especially for the art show, because that was just, you know, an open call for art. I guess the identifier for what we qualified as a person of color is someone who identifies as indigenous, black, Asian, or Latinx. Anybody who fell into any of those categories of a more non-dominant, you know, culture in the region was open to apply. And so we got, like I said, a lot of people representing different backgrounds. We had a talk earlier today with Wendy Savage, one of the honorees and one of the artists who's participating, and she just talked about how a lot of the time women of color are the ones sort of behind the scenes, like, making a lot of things happen, but there's never a platform for them to be recognized or for them to just, you know, collectively be themselves or express themselves. And so having this art exhibit is that exact platform. And it's wild to think that in just the work that I've gotten to do at ACO, we've been doing a lot of things that are for, I guess, from more locally recognized names like Carla Hamilton, and Wendy and Karen Savage are submitting some work, Kim Young, and then one of the more interesting pieces that we've seen was from a Guatemalan artist in Minneapolis named Zamara, and she did some really interesting cultural pieces that she submitted. And as far as like the cultural backgrounds being represented, we have people from just all over, which is really cool. All sorts of backgrounds represented and really interesting depictions to the themes of the event.
Primarily Native American women or?
Lately I've just brought in enormous amounts of support from the community, and they've been warm and open and really good.
The doors open at 5 o'clock on Saturday, March 10th to welcome everybody to the reception, awards, and dinner for Phenomenal up through April 9th. ACO is located at 202 West 2nd Street in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.